Hello, Twisted Ones. Welcome back to another episode of the Twisted Perception Podcast. I am your lovely host, El Marie. I have my co-host here,
Dennis the Menace.
Nasty fucking nah.
Nah is basically a part of the show now.
I know. I was like, at some point, you probably just gonna end up being one of our hosts too. You're a reoccurring guest and shit. Let's see. Today, I don't have any shout outs and announcements today. Everybody's been good. I don't got nothing bad to say about anybody. I don't got to check nobody. You know what? I'm going to shout out Horrible Decisions Podcast. You guys should listen to Horrible Decisions. That shit is wild. I have listened to them before, but I was specifically interested in the episode that they just had, and it was a throuple relationship, and it sounds to be very successful. You know, we did an episode on poly relationships, so that was something that I wanted to actually hear, a successful one, and not one like me, where I want to be selfish and have everybody to myself and can't nobody fucking interact with the other people like y'all just for me. But we found the term for that. They said it on there is a V.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's me and then it's them, but they don't come in contact with each other.
Yeah.
So it's not a triangle. It's a V. But they was on there wilding. Today's motherfucking topic, the hoe phase. You know, we love talking about sex and we love talking about relationships. We have other topics on our list, I promise y'all. But we like to talk about sex and we like to talk about relationships.
Whenever Nia is here, we talk about sex. So
anytime we talk about sex.
Right.
Whenever Nia is here, that's
like the topic. Last episode, it was just me and you and we talked about sex. Nah, I wasn't here.
Exactly.
But we brought Nah up.
But
no.
So
but,
she was somehow still involved.
No, but
so I was here in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You always here in spirit.
Basically.
So anyways, the whole phase. Perfectly fine to go through the motherfucking whole phase. I think everybody needs to go through the whole phase. I went through my whole phase probably in high school. And it was when I first came out and told my friends that I was gay. And then that's when all the bitches was like, oh, word? You gay, my good sis? And everybody wanted to, like, talk to me or, like, text or fuck. I ain't fuck everybody now. I wasn't that much of a hoe, but I did, you know, have my fair share. I had, you know, like, a couple of threesomes and stuff. And the bitches loved me, and I was
in high
turning
school?
Out. Yeah.
You the bull.
I was turning bitches out.
You bull.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was prom time.
Mm.
You was lit.
In high school, I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend at some point.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought this up multiple times. She was a bull.
I didn't bring that up any other time.
Yes, you did on a couple episodes.
No, I didn't. I said that I would have.
No, you said it on the last episode, and you said it on another episode.
All right, well, I can't remember what I just did 2 seconds ago. So if I did say that, then... But I did. I had a boyfriend and girlfriend, but he got mad because I was spending more time with the girl. So
yeah, y'all all supposed to spend time together.
No, that's not how that worked. It was a V, not a triangle, remember?
Oh my God.
They were anyway. Both for me, but they didn't want to interact with each other. Like, he was jealous that I was with the girl. Like, he's like, you spending more time with her than me.
That's the guy's favorite line.
Why? Because you think that they get jealous that you got a fucking girlfriend on the side?
Yeah, even if you don't even have a girlfriend, they still just like, you spend all your time with her, but not me.
Women do that too, though. Why you spend all your time with your homeboys? You gay? Y'all always hanging out. Y'all
okay,
all
right. But at some point, you do have to give some attention to your shorty. Like, it
no,
can't
you
be all
her,
about your friends.
You should give her a
and
lot.
Y'all getting high and playing fucking video games all day.
For sure. You should give her a lot of your attention. But when I'm hanging out with the fellas, you can't be mad. But back to your story about you in your player phase.
No, you know what I talked about last episode? I said that I had a girlfriend and she had a boyfriend. Remember? Because I was jealous that she put him first on the top MySpace.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yeah. So, see, I knew that I didn't say I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend before.
I heard this story multiple times.
So you heard it. You probably heard it, but the people didn't hear it.
All right, but anyway.
Anyway, the whole phase is the phase where you're supposed to get fucking lit.
So do you just be like, all right, I got to get this out of my system before I like
settle down with someone?
In a relationship?
Yeah, pretty much.
People are still in their whole phase. People have been in their whole phase since they was like 14.
Well, yeah, because they're probably not ready to rattle. See, we started drinking that fucking Capriccio. They're not ready to settle down yet with a person.
Or maybe like, they just don't know how to settle down. Maybe
do you think that like, there's a time limit on the whole phase?
No, I'm saying no. There's no time limit on the whole phase. But I'm saying some people just don't know how to settle down with one person. Some people just like since they've been in a whole phase, they like, I'm so used to dealing with multiple people. Like I'm gonna just keep doing it. Like I'm not gonna settle for just for one person.
But maybe they didn't find the right one. Or the right person that they actually wanna. Yeah, it is. I think so.
It is. You just gotta take your time, be patient.
I feel like some people don't think like that though. Some people just be like,
I feel like the one for you definitely exists out there. Like, I feel like everybody has that one or that soulmate. But, I mean, it like they might come when you 85.
Damn.
That's a long ass time. I don't even know if I'm going to make it to 85.
I mean, you should have faith, young grasshopper.
85. Jokes on you. Still alive.
I'm just saying, like, some people, just like sometimes men don't mature until they like, fucking 60.
Oh, right. For sure, men don't mature. No, until they like 45.
Horrible.
Nah, I've seen some grown ass 45 year old men who still act like kids.
Not gonna comment on that. Anyway,
I'm just saying. Oh,
anyway.
Oh, I know who you talk about. Damn.
Anyway.
Two consecutive episodes in a row. Dennis is pop, 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 throwing shots.
Listen.
Nigga said, I'm back and I'm throwing shots. Fuck out of here.
I had a lot of shit to say. But anyway.
And that nigga like 50, but okay.
Anyway. No, but like, it's okay to have a whole phase. But at what point do you be like, all right, I'm tired of this shit?
You always thinking about at one point, am I tired of this shit? But like, what if you just don't get tired? You know, the problem with the whole phase is like you can have a million people on your fucking line and you may be having sex with more than one person, but you still feel lonely sometimes.
Or a lot of people like the freedom of fucking dealing with other people and then, you know what I'm saying, not having no real attachment to people. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, you can basically tell me what to do. I'm not going to listen because we not together. We just fucking. You just somebody I'm fucking.
Yeah, but at some point, like, people still feel lonely. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they just want that one specific person to come home to. And they actually may not want to deal with any of the people on their roster.
Right.
Like, none of them. And at the end of the day, like, I say that there's, like, a one person for everybody or a soulmate. Like, once you're done, like, your whole phase. They're not going to have everything.
Person.
Yeah, that one person is not going to be perfect.
Nobody's
they're not
going
to have everything that you specifically
want.
That you want from your roster. Like, you know, we talked about rosters before and how there's different people who provide certain things for you.
Right.
So that one person could have like 7 of those traits, but not 15 of them. So
right.
Like they're not going to be perfect, but right. They're the one for you. Like that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And
they
some
make
people.
You happy.
Yeah, they do make you happy. And some people don't go through the whole phase in their younger days and then settle. Some people are in a relationship for a long time, never had a whole phase, and then all of a sudden, like, wow, I'm at this age, I'm single, I'm about to do whatever. Like,
true.
I'm wilding the fuck out.
True.
I'm busting ass. I'm fucking everything moving. Not me. I'm just saying. Like, that's how people think.
Mm.
A mess.
Nasty, now you had a whole phase before?
Yes, I have.
That's what the people want to hear.
This is in high school as well.
No, mine's actually started a little early. It was like,
oh man,
middle school.
High
school.
Like, so you was like 14?
Yeah,
you was young, wild, and nasty.
I lost my
virginity when I was 14, but that was like, I wasn't like in my whole phase. Like,
well, I got
going in the ninth grade. Yeah, I wasn't in my whole phase. I lost my virginity, and then I just was like, all right, I'm chilling.
No.
You was popping pussy.
No, because
at the dollar party.
Wait. No, I wasn't popping pussy.
Now just the dollar party.
The dollar party. But Dennis, you know what? You a mess. You come back with all these shots. I tell you.
Yes, like he droid. He always try to play us on here.
No, not trying to play us.
No, wait, love it here. Don't hate here.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
Love it here.
But no, I got my heart broken, and it was like,
at what age? You don't know what love is.
Well, I thought I was
at 14.
I thought I was in love.
Yo,
so. Yo,
listen. Let me tell you. Hold on. Y'all be writing y'all fucking names on books together. You got a whole page of baby names and shit, boy names and girl names, and the shit don't work out. You 14 years old talking about something, ripping every page out the book, ripping the cover off and shit. I got my heart broke. Come the fuck
you
on.
Showing out today.
He was showing out last episode too.
Wait.
All right. So you thought you had your heart broken?
No, you thought.
Yes, I did, because he went around.
Listen, a 14-year-old heartbreak is different from like a 20-something-year-old heartbreak.
It is different, but yet don't try to downplay.
I'm not going to downplay it. It's still
a heartbreak.
It's still an emotional trauma. But I'm saying,
Dennis knows what it feels like to write the names and shit, because he probably was the lover boy. Doing that
right.
shit.
I used to write girls poems.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah.
Niggas love writing poems.
I used to write girls poems back in the day.
I mean, I always wrote poems too, though. I thought I was a fucking songwriter at some point. Like, I had niggas dedicating songs to me, like writing me songs. So. Yeah.
Like, I mean, the jail letters when they have the song on top.
No,
legit songs.
He rapped a song about me.
Yeah.
No.
Back to your whole phase.
Okay.
You got your heart broken.
I got my heart broken. He went and told everybody my business that we
Wait,
fucked.
What business? Oh, that y'all
like
fucked.
Like, we fucked and stuff like that. How he took my virginity and stuff. And somebody came back and told me, and that was it. What?
So you
wild out because of that?
Like, I was just like pissed off. My heart got broken. I said, you know what? Fuck you.
I'ma
niggas.
Show you, motherfucker.
I was wild child. I was like staying out late past my curfew time.
At 14?
Yeah. You was
like,
your ass
I was
whooped.
Getting in trouble, but I was like, I don't care.
I was about to say my mom would have beat my fucking ass.
Yeah,
I got a Puerto Rican mom. Like, I got a Puerto Rican mom. I had a curfew until I was 18.
My mom did not play that shit.
Yes. I had to be in at 9 o'clock.
But I had friends that, like, you know, had my back and
used to lie.
We used to lie. We used to be like, we going to Walmart and stuff like that.
Listen,
we going to Walmart.
Listen, y'all.
I was in the room getting fucked.
Y'all wasn't real friends if y'all never lied on each other. Like you used to tell
you gotta cover.
First of all, my man's right. Like, we used to call each other cousins because we grew up with each other, whatever. So his mom calls me and was like, "Is he at your house?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, he on the floor asleep. I'm gonna wake him up in a few. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna tell him to come home." She's like, "Okay." Call him like, "Yo, wherever the fuck you at, you better fucking go home because your mom just called me."
Yo. Like, when I was younger, bro, the guy that I was dating, this had to be like early middle school. The guy that I was dating was my best friend's cousin. And like, he wasn't allowed to have girls calling a house phone.
Mm.
And I never wanted to sound like a boy. So I would call my best friend on three-way.
And then have him call?
No. And she would sound like a boy. for me. Like, she used to ride for me. Yeah.
I thought it was a dude.
No, she used to ride for me because that was, you know, like the cousin and shit. So she would call.
Excuse me, can I speak to Jamal? Hold on. Jamal, somebody on the phone. Hey, baby.
I used to call her on the three-way and she would be like, hello.
Yo.
Can I speak to Kyrie?
Dog. Y'all are wild.
And his mom would be like, Kyrie, is somebody on the phone for you? It's one of your little friends. And then he would get on the phone and I'd be like, hey. And then I would tell my best friend to hang up so we could have our private conversation.
Yo, I remember my mom used to pick up the phone like, hello, and then listen, and I'm like, yo, I'm on the phone, hurry up.
My mom used to do that.
I'm like, damn, I'm on the phone having an intimate conversation. She in there cock blocking.
Now just intimate at like 12.
Real
like,
shit.
What the fuck was we talking about?
Don't even know. But you used to, you used to think you was talking some shit back in the day.
Right though. Like,
I'm gonna call you back. My mom gotta use the phone.
Or wait. Did y'all used to do like you turn the ringer off upstairs in your mom room? And then turn the ring off. Yo, we used to do that. We'd turn her two, because we had two phones. We'd turn one, both of the rings off.
We had call ID. So when the name popped up, I knew who it was. So I picked up the phone fast as shit.
Yep.
Nah. Mine had like the little color on it when it rang.
No,
you pick it up. Yeah,
you was a finesser. You stayed out late after hours.
I was shutting off the
ringer to your mom's phone. She was mad as shit. She got a missed call and your ass turned the ringer off.
Ain't my problem.
I used to do some real crazy shit. Like, I would be on the phone. So we had three way. So I used to be on the phone in the middle of the night, and for some fucking reason, my mom had a landline in the bathroom. And she knew that I used to like talking on the phone, right?
So you used to go in the bathroom?
No. Let me finish.
She used to sit.
I had a phone in my room. We had one downstairs. She had one in her room and one in the bathroom. I guess like just in case you might be taking a shit or something, and somebody call, you don't want to miss a call.
Yo, your mom is a big ass thinker. There's no possible way I'm putting a phone in a fucking bathroom,
right?
And picking up the phone while I'm taking a shit, like
right? You don't even know who it is. Because caller ID wasn't on that phone. It just was the regular joint.
Spanish women love to talk, so I can believe it.
Anyway, so I would be on my phone in my room in the middle of the night, and I would listen for my mom.
The click.
To come out of her room. And I'm like, oh, she going in the bathroom. She going to pick up the phone to see if I'm on it. So I would click over to the other line, to the dial tone. I would hear her pick up the phone and then hang it up like, oh, all right, she not on the phone. And then I would click back over and be like, hey.
You was finessing too?
Right.
Because you definitely know if you click finesser. Over, you know if you click over for too long, that's when you get the
Yeah.
Oh, you had timing.
Yeah. Oh, I had perfect timing.
Dog.
I knew what the fuck I've been doing since I was
y'all
like
was
two.
Some world class finessers. Like, that's fucking crazy.
We had to do what we had to do back then.
Shit.
Anyway. It was well worth it.
Hey.
So the guy broke your heart.
Oh.
And you decided we always skiing off. Yeah. So the guy broke your heart and
I just
she
went,
decided to fucking get it popping.
And you just was like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna go through my whole phase.
I went through my whole phase and I was
fucking.
I was fucking. Like I was fucking
nasty
people.
Nah.
That's why everybody call her Nasty Nye. She don't want to be called.
What type of fucking?
Like I was fucking. Like I was willing to travel to your house and everything just to go get fucked. I ain't give a fuck who was there.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna get
fucked. I'm finding out new things about Nye every day. Every time we come on the pod. Yeah. Like
I caught
a bus a couple times to get some cheeks.
I caught the bus.
Back in my day. I used to go to Mount Airy.
Yep.
Yo, let me tell you a funny ass story about that too.
I used to cut class.
Oh, I used to
go have sex.
First of all, it was a lot of high school bitches cutting class that get some ass.
I was one of them.
Like leave school.
I used to come to school late.
The fuck.
I had somebody that lived right around the corner from Mass Bomb that I used to fuck. Yes. That's crazy.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop. Well, whoop. There it is.
Yeah. Whoop.
I used to go to school, scan my ID. Y'all know the drill. Mask bomb people know the drill. You scan your ID, you go through the metal detectors, and y'all know what side door I'm talking about. Side door.
First of all, I heard about the stairwell and mask bomb.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
And how the fuck you hear about the stairwell?
I didn't even go there, and I know about the stairwell on Masbo.
Yeah, I heard about. I heard a lot of people got fucked there.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of people that.
Oh
got
yeah, it
fucked.
Was a lot of bodies on that joint, and on the rooftop.
I never.
But
been
the
up
roof
there.
Wasn't open until literally like our senior year. I think it was open.
No,
before
they,
we
people,
got there.
People were still getting up there though.
Like they were sneaking up there. Is what you're saying? Yeah, I know a couple people that fuck on the stairs.
Mm-hmm. And that's it was the handicapped bathroom on the first floor. It was a couple empty classrooms.
Like we was high school, like,
and we was and motherfuckers was fucking in an auditorium on a stage with the curtain down, and then the two dressing rooms behind the stage.
Damn.
Oh, y'all had it all figured out.
Oh no. Yeah, for sure. Oh, excuse me. We was a. Was a high class school. Niggas was smart.
I was about to say, this sounds like some elite.
Motherfuckers
shit.
Like, these cameras don't work. We in here.
Wow. Yeah, don't let high schoolers find out what cameras work don't work.
Listen, we was a magnet school. Motherfuckers found out everything.
I went to a middle school magnet school, and I used to be in the stairwells kissing my man.
Kissing your man.
Yeah, because that was my
kissing
man.
Kissing my man. Kissing my man.
Yeah, it sure was.
I ain't had my whole phase.
You did?
I don't think so.
You didn't have a whole phase, Dennis?
I think.
I feel like everybody did. If you didn't, you are doing it now.
Or you're going to do it.
Right? I don't know.
You probably did.
You didn't have no period of time where
I was
just
fucking multiple people.
No, but just talking to you. It don't even got talking to a whole bunch of bitches, just entertaining a whole bunch of bitches and fucking.
Oh, for sure.
Fucking a few.
No. I was just fucking like one.
Nah, Dennis.
One at a time.
We don't cap on
maybe two.
Real shit. I'm really trying to think, like. Yeah, because back in the day when I used to go to jams, I used to bag bitches. I used to talk to bitches, but I wasn't fucking bitches.
Where?
Jams and Wild.
Oh, jams. I thought you said James. I'm like,
no,
is that a school?
Jams and Wild.
Oh, jams was the shit. But
I used to bag bitches. I used to talk to bitches.
In the middle circle, having a fucking party.
No. When they opened up the fucking skate floor, that's how you knew the fucking day was popping. You go out there, you go on a wall, you fucking shit
wall,
up.
Give me a wall.
And then when
you
a slow
a fat ass, then when a, you know to make clap.
Then when a slow song come on, you find that one bitch that gave you the best dance all night. You like, all right, where the fuck she at? She had the best joint.
Right, and like you think about it, it is like back in the day. Like, what the fuck was we even doing? Like,
dog.
I swore I had dance moves and I was doing the fucking heel toe or some shit.
You know what? You know what? Harlem actually, after, I think
right.
I think after
little
I got
bow
out,
wow shit.
Right.
You was in there heel toeing. You wasn't in there heel toeing at fucking jams.
No, not at jams. Oh,
that was a,
no.
Was a dance,
we was
though.
In there. We was in there fucking Wu-Tanging and D-Macking.
I was,
oh, and yeah. That was it. We used to battle niggas and then go dance with bitches.
Yeah, giving wallies.
That was. My
friends taught me how to give wallies. They was like, sis, just throw.
You
back.
Ain't know how to.
No, because I wasn't a dancer. Like I was like so chill.
How much practice did you need?
None.
To find out how to give a wallie.
It's not. It wasn't even like practice. It's just like I wasn't a dancer back in the day. It just like I was just a chill ass joint. Like
I
always like music.
Ass
oh, I always like music, but I wasn't always like a dancer. Like, oh my god, I hear this song, I'm about to twerk or I'm about to throw my ass back. But
first of all, twerking wasn't even a thing. Like we didn't even know what the fuck twerking was.
You knew what the fuck was going on in them video, in them Nelly videos and fucking.
Oh, for sure, BET Uncut Jones.
Yes, yeah, like you knew what the fuck was going on. We just didn't give it a twerking
when
name.
Tip
just
drill
like,
came on. You
I need a tip drill. I need a.
You knew. You like. Ooh, damn. No, I think I don't know. I used to. I think after my relationship, I think like I went through a little whole phase.
Which one?
My last relationship. Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Wow, it's only been 2 years.
I've been single for like 2 years.
I can't even talk shit.
I went through a little whole phase.
So you did go through a whole phase.
A little, John. Like, not left from, like, I was fucking, like, 30 people. But I was, like,
fucking 30 people.
But I was, like,
you was having fun.
Yeah. I was showing. And then I got tired. I was, like, that's not really me.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was having fun.
Right.
I caught the train and the bus one y'all time was having to go a, fuck a bitch.
Yo, I caught a train and a bus to go to fucking Yayin.
Oh.
Wow.
That's worst summer. Decision ever.
Wait for some.
Yeah, worst decision ever.
Why what was happened? It trash? Oh damn.
Yeah.
Wait, was this in high school?
This was like before I went to high school.
Oh damn.
I was like 14. This was like the summer before high school.
Damn.
I was, first of all, this bitch gonna tell me something. I'm from Southwest. No, bitch, you from Yayin. You live in the fucking county. Like, this is not, the street signs is blue. That is not Southwest. Yeah, yeah, that joint was, that was a bad joint.
You was salty?
Oh, for sure. Cause I'd like, I wasted a token and a dollar just to fucking get up there.
I like, remember tokens.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they used to give us the school tokens and the school trans passes. Right. When we had the school trans passes, I was not it was eligible a fucking for them rat.
I wasn't eligible for them. I used to walk so to school every day.
I was eligible for them. I used to stay out late just so I could use it.
But they was there. We only could use them until 7 p.m.
Exactly. I did everything I had to do.
Now I was popping ass until 6:30. She was like, I got to go.
I got to go.
My trans pants ain't going to work after this. Can't even lie to the acceptable. Like, yo.
Now I was out past 7 o'clock. Yo, you got $2. I need $2 to get on this bus.
Right. I got to get home, my nigga. I can't stay here.
Duh.
Like, what the fuck was we doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I sat on this girl's face.
Wow.
Who face didn't eat them?
Okay. Wow. Okay.
How many faces have you sat on?
Not many.
Huh.
I'm not going to say I haven't gotten my pussy ate, but.
All right, so you sat on this girl's face.
Don't make it seem like I'm some whore. Like, talk about some whole phase then you sit on. Like,
no, I wasn't saying that. Because you said you went through a whole phase. So I'm saying, like.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't, like, 35 people.
Or how many was it? No, I'm not even going to ask you the number. No, go ahead. Continue with your story.
I wouldn't even spill the number.
Keep that shit, you know, real calm.
Anyway.
Real cool and real collective, okay?
You sat on this girl face.
You sat on the face.
I did. Because I caught the bus and a fucking train there. I'm sitting on that face. Mind you, she wasn't even gay. She just wanted to try it.
Mm.
So
instead of her just like getting in between your legs and licking you, was like, bitch, lay down. I'm about to rub this shit on your nose.
No. I know, suffocate her from the beginning, but
she did eat
me out the regular way. I fucked her shit up. And then
fucked her shit up.
Yeah,
I say, what's the regular way?
Like,
how you fuck her shit up?
Okay. Like, I was eating the shit out of her pussy.
Oh,
like she was loving it, and she was like, "Oh shit!" Like,
why did you just do that?
Sorry.
Like she was like, "Oh, this is like what I get from like you know having sex with women or whatever," and I'm like, "Yeah." Like if I thought I was in my prime then with sex, whoa.
Where are you now? I'm you like on fucking, another level.
Yeah, like I'm like a fucking wizard now.
But, okay, Harry. Chill. Hermione.
Chill. Yes, definitely Hermione. But who have bitch?
Guardian Leviosa. Just clit. All on bitches' faces.
On the clit and shit.
Yeah.
But after she had got done eating me out, I sat on her face. Like, you need to get the full experience. She wanted me to, though. Like, yeah.
This was like at a young age. This was like in high school.
Yeah.
I ain't know shit about bitches sitting on faces.
I watched a lot of porn.
I did too, and I still didn't know nothing about bitches sitting on faces.
How have you watched porn? Porn show they you wasn't everything.
Not on
you did
on,
the late night on, HBO porn? Cause that
no, yeah. On some shit. I used to watch what is it, Real Sex and Taxi Cab Confessions. But other than that, like
I heard of that. I watched
real porn, but it was like straight porn. You know what I'm saying? They just do regular shit. Like, oh, yeah. Lesbian porn, they was sitting on, like, when I got into lesbian porn, that's when I started seeing them, like, sit on faces and shit.
Y'all know how I feel about lesbian porn.
You that said that it's fake.
It is. It's trash. It is fake. It's the same bitches that fucking niggas, but acting gay, and I don't like it.
And it be, the niggas in porn is gay.
They fuck each other?
No. They gay, they just fuck bitches.
How you gay and you fucking right, bitches?
There's a documentary that was like, these niggas really gay. They just give them pills. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was about to say, because
they just get them pills to get them hard.
The real gay niggas I know don't even get hard for women.
No, I'm saying like they get them pills to get them hard, and then they fuck the girls.
So you're telling me there's no straight men in the porn industry?
No, there are straight men in the porn industry, but 9 times out of 10, probably somebody's favorite porn star is a gay man.
I was about to say, I seen a porn.
But they don't disclose that information, but there's a lot of documentaries out there that was like, yo, like a lot of the females in the porn industry, they'll be like, yeah, these dudes really be gay. Like, and they just take pills. They fuck.
So the pill keeps them hard. Because.
Oh, for sure. I'm not interested in this shit.
The porn that I be watching is extreme. Like, they be like, whack, 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 whack.
Do you watch like real people have sex, or do you like watch the fucking?
I like to watch real people have sex. That's why I like Twitter porn, because they'd be like,
I like Twitter porn.
I love Twitter porn,
but like, I feel like sometimes you see that on a Pornhub or other.
Yeah, some but it'd be like people making that shit in their house.
Yeah, they upload it. Like, it's
listen,
not like,
I'm gonna give you the hint. That's how you know how that shit is real. It come up the Pornhub sign, and then it come up community.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, it be, oh, I it, know that.
That's
yeah.
the motherfuckers.
I don't be on Pornhub.
That's the real deal.
That's the motherfuckers that be making that shit.
I be on XXNX or whatever.
I watch
whatever.
That too. Okay.
Yeah. I can't be on that joint. I got a couple sites, but I don't be on that joint.
Yeah, I don't like Pornhub. Like, the X joint been my fucking go-to.
I feel like they kind of the same, though. I get it, like,
go-to.
Pornhub.
It has been my go-to, my that best joint, friend for the longest.
X videos.
But now I just go straight to Twitter.
And you just search porn?
No, you know I follow a million fucking
all the sites. I had to remove all them Jones. I was in public one day and I just was like,
yo, yep, you open up Twitter in public, it's a wrap, because you just
go
to your fucking timeline.
You gotta look around, you gotta make sure the
yo,
coast
one
is
time
clear.
I opened it up and I forgot that I was like opening up Twitter, and my mom was like sitting behind me, and all you saw was like ass and dick, and I was like, oh. I'm all trying to escape. Oh my God, escape, control, alt, delete. How the fuck do I get out of here? And she was like, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. I don't even know. Like, some it's a virus. Like, my phone caught a virus. It's some shit going, some malware.
Fuck out of here. That's funny as shit.
Wait, did we let Nah finish about her whole phase?
Yeah, 30 times.
I was about to say, I finished it. Shit, I was a fucking hoe at a young age.
Nasty.
But
where are you at now in your life, Nah?
Okay, so where I'm at now, for all you people that's probably wondering.
Yeah, because they want to know about you, Nah.
I am out here single. I am actually not having no sexual, you know, stuff with anybody.
As much as she talk about sex, she not having sex right now.
I know, but you know, deep down inside,
Nah is a sexual being.
If I could
be
fucking right now, I probably would, but I'm not. So
Nah said, "Clear off this fucking table and get it popping." I'm trying to fuck right now.
No, she not. She been chilling.
Don't
come for my friend.
No, like, so I'm like, I'm saying like, but not like with your whole face. I'm saying like, where are you at, like, mentally, like
you know,
with
what?
Like dealing with other people.
I just feel like, you know, right now I really don't want to feel I just don't want to deal with bullshit, so I feel like I just
nobody
push
does.
People away. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to deal with it. I feel like I don't want to deal with nobody. Like, yeah, we can have sex, but I don't want to take nobody serious. Like, I feel like I'm still just focusing on myself. So that's where I'm at now. Like, if you want to fuck, we could probably fuck. But
that's what I mean.
Should be
like, when. So how did y'all basically transition out of y'all whole phase?
Well, once I met my son, Dad, basically, I could truly say that's when I kind of really stopped. Like, I really sat down, was in a long relationship, and I started being a hoe to him. I was his hoe. I did all the nasty shit just to him.
She said I was his hoe.
Slut me
period.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
I did all the nasty things that I wanted to do.
As you
I
should.
I did it to him. And, you know, that's how it was. I like to try new things. I'm adventurous. Yeah,
me
I'm
too. Is that a Capricorn thing or just us?
Probably.
I like getting into new things. I do.
I'm willing to try, like, you know, some things that a lot of girls are not willing to do, like
eat ass.
No,
not a guy ass. No.
Yes,
but
you acting crazy.
Yeah.
No,
a little strange.
Well, I'm gonna say, you know what example I'm gonna put out there, because a lot of guys and a lot of girls say that they're willing to do it and they're not getting fucked in the butt. Because a lot of girls and a lot of guys say they're willing to do it and they're not.
You could eat my ass. Maybe a little thumb. I don't know about a whole dick in there.
No,
jar.
I could take a whole dick.
Sorry.
Oh, you've been doing some training.
I would even do an anal plug, but like, no. I just don't know about it.
Say no.
I really like.
She said, I enjoy it.
She said, no, dick.
I enjoy it.
I don't want no anal plug.
And it don't do nothing.
Dick that hole
like, up. It don't do nothing.
Get the
like,
fucking vibrate. The vibrating joint.
No. I need
stimulate
to be sitting
you.
On
she
a dick,
need-
riding a dick while it's in my ass. It's you come really good.
I ain't never try it. I'm not going to say that I won't try it. Yeah. But like, you would have to ease me in with like an anal plug or something, because I'm not just going straight, put a whole dick strap, whatever, in my whole ass.
Listen, if
like,
you're doing that, John, make sure.
Take it slow, though.
Make sure you
sound like you're going to need a lot of lubrication.
No, you need lube,
you,
for sure.
You can use lube, or you could use spit.
But that dry up fast.
Or you could use a vibrator on the clit, and it's going to open up your asshole while she's coming. So, with that being said, you ease it in, and while you easing it in, and the vibrator is still on the click, it's gonna slide right in.
Advice from Nah, nasty Tip. Nah.
Advice from a fuck girl.
Advice from nasty Nah. Y'all heard that? If y'all trying anal,
we gonna have to have a segment called Advice from Nasty Nah. Cause
play with easy. The click. Don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush in there.
So what you saying is that you gotta be coming for it to go right in.
No, you don't.
Not
listen.
Really.
Because she said when she coming, that the asshole going
to
open.
No,
listen.
Easier. Well, that's one way. But another way is that all you got to do is just get lube, you know what I'm saying? You put it on the asshole, you put it on your dick, you know what I'm saying? If you got a condom on, then you lube the condom on.
Oh, no. How would you put a condom on?
I'm saying, people use condoms, nah.
I get that, but
I don't think anybody
I
in our generation uses condoms.
I'm just saying as a...
All right, well, if you do use condoms.
So, you know what I'm saying? You lube the dick up, you lube the ass up, you know what I'm saying? You probably finger that joint a little bit, and then you ease yourself in there. Is it easy?
But you've been in somebody's ass before, Dennis?
Oh, for sure. I fucked somebody's ass before.
But it's better to really do it, like, with the vibrator on. It's really, really better to do with the... As I'm a girl, so I know it's better to
y'all
do the vibrator.
Y'all swear y'all know everything.
Wait, but I feel it all, so I know.
You're right. That's what works for you.
That's
all right,
and
cool.
I feel like...
Because some people ass don't open up like yours.
Are you trying to call me out?
No. I mean, you went through a whole phase, but I'm just saying, like, some people, like...
Everybody went through a whole phase, though.
Everybody ain't got
everybody
ain't got the same asshole as you, nah.
Your shots are, woo, they blow me.
Yes,
blow
like,
me away right now.
He's setting you on fire,
yo,
sis.
Y'all spicing
just
it.
Me down.
Y'all spicing it.
Down, well, everybody ass don't open up like yours.
No, I'm saying...
My ass don't open like that, Dennis. I ain't got no big-ass asshole now. They go back
and
to the
popping each other's
hole.
Assholes. No, but what I'm saying is that, like, not everybody body reacts the same as yours.
No, that's true. I can.
That's
I can.
What I was saying.
I'm,
yo, y'all spicing. Y'all be spicing
no,
it.
You
see?
Spicing it.
Every
you
time I'm here.
Shots.
Every time I'm here with y'all, y'all always start spicing the situation, and y'all always tag
always,
up on me
because you low key be coming.
I don't be
like,
trying to throw shots
for me.
Yes.
I don't be throwing shots at night. You be spicing it,
no.
And then she be like, "You know what? You right. It's a Capricorn thing.
No.
Fuck y'all.
No, dog. I hate it here. No,
I'm not gonna say
here.
I hate it here.
I love it here.
No, yo, fuck out of here.
You both said
y'all.
You hated
okay.
It
well,
here
no, but I'm saying like.
If you're going to do anal, you know, it's two different ways. Dennis way My way.
A nasty not way. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Try nasty not way first.
And then it's El Marie my way.
Which you don't do it
at all. My shit, way will work.
That shit should be banned.
No, don't say
that. I've done it a couple times. Not like, you know what I'm saying? I was in a relationship when I did it.
Right.
So it was like,
oh, man. So it's different. It's not like,
no, it wasn't like ass. It wasn't like I just took a girl home one night and just put it in her ass. Right. It was just like,
but what if you did get somebody who you just take home and want you to put it in her ass?
I mean, then that's
are a, you
like
do
you
it?
Doing it? Yes or no?
I don't know. If I'm drunk, then I'll probably be like, fuck it. I'm saying I'm in it.
Wow.
It could happen. But I'm saying, like, I was in a relationship and she just slid it in there, and I just like, oh shit, we trying something new tonight.
Right.
Oh shit.
Have any of y'all ever had a one night stand?
Yeah,
I had multiple.
Does a threesome count as a one night stand if you just do it one time?
I never.
Have you ever fucked those other people again?
No.
That is a one night stand.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I figured it wasn't it. I guess because like a threesome.
No,
it's kinda supposed to be
you
like
still had
time
sex
thing.
For one night, and then
that was it.
Oh shit!
Because you didn't
one night stands.
You didn't fuck them people separately on a different occasion.
No.
Yeah, so it was a one night stand.
Oh damn! Mm. Oh, I'm a hoe. I'm sorry.
You just realized. I went through my hoe phase, and he was like, "Oh shit, I was a hoe."
Yes. Look, not I'm a hoe. I was a hoe. Let's get that correct.
Yeah, if you had sex with one person, multiple people, orgies, bukkakes, one night, it was
orgies.
It was just, you know what I'm saying, if it was just a one night thing, that definitely was a one night stand.
I feel like I would be open kind of to an orgy, but like,
no, the fuck you not. If you not open to no poly relationship, you are definitely.
Why you always trying to come to me?
Because first of all,
it sound right now because I'm lit.
It sounds lit for sure. Right now, cause you kind of sauce, but then you get in the moment, and let's say your partner start touching on or trying to fuck on somebody else, you gonna be like, we out, we gotta go.
True, cause you selfish.
No, I think if I'm lit though, I'm probably not really gonna be paying attention like that, so I may not.
So you gotta
some
get
type
drunk.
Of way. Yeah, you always gotta get drunk. Fuck that, I ain't doing that shit sober. I'm be like, what is this?
So you was doing threesomes sober or drunk?
I was high.
You know what's crazy?
I was high for one of them, and then I was drunk for the other one because we was at a college party. Like, we had went away for homecoming at college.
I was actually sober, I think. Yeah, I believe I was sober because it was a storm. I got picked up. They came and got me. And then they was asking me that I want stuff to drink and stuff. And I was like, no, I'm cool. And then all I know, we was all just fucking.
Meanwhile,
I was drinking. And then the next thing I know, I'm fucking.
Meanwhile, like, I'm still, like, even when I'm drunk, like, you could tell that I'm still, like, a caring person. Like, that I'm still.
Are you okay?
Going,
are you comfortable? Do you need another pillow?
Yes, but the girl that I had the threesome with, one of them was my friend, and then the other one, she was our friend that we had traveled up to the college for. It was her roommate. So she had a boyfriend, and I'm like, yo, she was drunk as shit. And I was like, yo, is this something that you really want to do? Because, like, you got a boyfriend. We don't want you to cheat on your boyfriend. Mind you, my fucking friend was kissing on her neck. She had all these hickeys. Whoa. Bitch went to class the next day with a fucking scarf on.
With a turtleneck on in the middle of the fucking summer.
And it's 98 degrees outside. Like, why the fuck you got a scarf on? And before we even started the threesome, that we was drunk as shit, we had one.
So
to
it
a
was
party.
You, your friend, and her roommate.
It was me, my friend, and the friend that we had traveled up there for to her college, because we went all the way to VA. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I hope they not listening. it was her roommate.
Oh, okay.
Not my friend's roommate. We didn't know her.
Oh.
Like, we just was out here doing any fucking thing, huh?
Whole phase.
I mean, yeah. the
we
fuck?
We was young. We didn't think we about it. It wasn't nothing to think about.
It wasn't. Like, we wasn't thinking about STDs.
And y'all talk about men and they dicks. Y'all was y'all was out here popping pussy on bitches' faces.
I was fucking was two though. Bitches.
During your whole phase?
No, I'm saying, like, I was fucking two bitches at the time. It's not like I was fucking a man. The fuck?
I'm saying, but that y'all still was fucking rubbing y'all pussies on people's faces, like...
I wasn't rubbing it. I was just bouncing up and down.
Slipping and sliding.
My whole phase was done when I got with my high school lover. And I fell in love, and I was like, all right, this is it.
That's a wrap for me.
Yeah. But...
Woo. Mm.
That's it. That's all I gotta say.
I ain't had no high school.
I did. I had a high school lover all years.
Dang, Dennis. What was you? You seem like a lover boy, but
a fucking alien.
I am a lover boy.
But you ain't have this, you ain't have that. What the fuck did you have?
What?
You ain't have no high school lover.
I didn't.
You ain't have someone that loved you or you loved them.
Oh, no. I was fucking in high school.
She said you wouldn't have nobody that loved you or you loved them.
No, I wasn't in no relationship. I think.
No, it wasn't that he said. He said that nobody made love to him.
Oh, yeah.
That probably was a lie.
We knew you was fucking capping, nigga.
I made love.
We know.
No, you.
With somebody.
We know.
Together. But that's besides the point.
Besides the point?
I was fucking somebody in high school, but I wasn't in no relationship. I was fucking one person in high school. That was a messy situation.
Why was it messy if it was only
one? It was bad. Because it was like, I'm not going to talk about it, but I fucked one person.
No.
Then you fucked more than one person.
No.
If it was messy.
Personal experiences. Nope. You already started in the people want to know.
Drop the ball. Nope.
So I had a conversation with my friend today. I had like breakfast breakfast was a smoothie, but I had a conversation with my friend today. And basically what he was saying was that like, what is it about somebody being in a relationship and you finding that out? Like, that makes you still want to fuck with that person, pretty much.
Women in relationships love me.
You're so messy.
I'm not messy. I swear to God, this is what happens. I be minding my fucking business,
right?
And people slide in my DMs and just
and
be
you
like,
answer. And you be like, oh, you in a relationship, but I'm gonna fuck you anyways.
No, it don't even be like that. It just be like, yo, like. They be hit me up and be like, yo, we need to fucking, we should go out for drinks. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. I miss you. And then that shit just be like, we can go and get a couple drinks. And then she bouncing on my dick or she sucking my dick.
What?
Bro, I can't tell you. What? Women in relationships love me. I don't know what the fuck
you're
it
messy,
is.
Dennis.
I'm not messy.
You're messy.
I'm not a homewrecker. I don't be trying involved. But
you still do
these
it.
Women,
so you
these
do
women
me.
Don't be happy. So it don't be my fault. I don't be breaking up.
So
no
they
happy
come
homes.
To you to get the happiness.
They complain all the time on Facebook and then slide in my DMs and just be like, yo, we
and
should hang out.
And you just be like, all right, come and bounce
and
on
you just
dick.
Be like, I'm going to fuck you.
No, I don't be like nothing. I be chilling. And then all of a sudden.
Oh,
be like,
they say they going to fuck you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they fuck you.
Yes.
And you allow it.
Yeah, because I'm single.
Okay.
So you like, I don't give a fuck that you in a relationship and I'm single and you
clearly
coming to me. So you like the fucking relationship guru, just like, oh, no. Whenever you're not happy in your relationship,
just come to me.
You know what? We gonna make this nigga a flyer.
And then people be happy after they deal with me. Then people be happy. They find out that, you know what I'm saying, they got a happy home. They can have another child. I don't look.
What?
They can have another child.
Listen.
You're a mess.
I'm not a mess.
Really, you're messy.
I want tacos. Dog, every episode I want tacos.
Shout out to Calle del Sabor. It's on 34 Girard Avenue. And their fucking tacos are lit.
I respect them for picking up the phone after hours. I called after 10 o'clock and I was like,
he always answered for me.
The John said it was closed at 12. I called, it was like, yeah, we closed at 10. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, he always be answering. And I get tacos from him so much that it'd be after 10 o'clock and he'd be like, well, how far are you?
Because I should have had you call the other day.
Yeah. I saw that you tweeted about it and you was like, damn, the taco place is closed. And I'm like, and I'm all reading the Twitter talking about some, they closed at 10.
I was
sick. It's COVID hours, nigga. We in the quarantine.
Meanwhile, I want some piragua, but
it's on 5th and Allegheny. I wasn't out there
when I went out there.
But the guy on the Twitter said they was out there.
Yeah, and when I went out there, they wasn't out there.
They usually there, I think, on the weekdays. Because when I used to work at MDLS, they was there. Yeah.
I'm going to check.
Anywho. So today we found out that Na was a hoe at 14.
Damn.
You said that.
Damn. You said
it. Na had her heart broken.
Na had her heart broken. Yes. Na had her heart broken at 14. So
she decided
to start popping pussy.
I went haywire.
We found out that I had my whole phase in high school when I was traveling to go fuck bitches and sitting on their face.
Everybody was traveling to go fuck bitches.
On the bus and the train, okay? Chill. I chilled out, though.
If you ain't get on the bus to get some pussy, then I don't know what to tell you. Or some sex. I don't know. You ain't really living in high school.
No, if you wasn't cutting class in high school to go either get high, get drunk, or fuck, you wasn't living.
First of all, people was coming to school late. So they have sex in the morning, go get breakfast, and still come to school at 10 o'clock.
No, I had to go to school first because they used to call, like, if you was late or if you was absent, they would call your house.
Motherfuckers stopped caring. At ENS, motherfuckers was coming to school late.
No, I would go to school.
I'd go scan my ID and then.
Yeah, you know. I would go to school, scan my ID, and then leave out the side door and go do what the fuck I had to do, period.
And come back.
No, I wasn't coming back. I took the day off. I took a lot of days off.
And be like, she went to school, scared them, was like, oh,
this is a vacation day.
Yeah, fuck that.
What?
Sometimes I would take a whole week vacation.
I'm done.
That's how I failed Spanish class. And it's like, how you fail Spanish class and you Puerto Rican?
All your fucking work and test should have been fucking done the first day.
Right.
No, I'm disappointed. I really fuck you for
yo, my Spanish. What was the Spanish teacher name?
Who you talking about? That old ass lady? She was like 80.
We had the best Spanish
man in math.
Oh, Dr. Gonzalez. Mr. Oh my God, I liked him. Though.
I had zeros every day. I
had the best
every day.
I had zeros every day.
We had the best Spanish teacher at ENS. Her name was Miss Rebo, and she used to do this. And she used to have drool down the side of her cheek. So when she fucking went like this, she fucking wiped her chin because she was drooling this shit. Yo, what it was like? Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Yo. Right.
I was in the middle of all drinking. Pass?
Huh?
Did y'all all pass?
Yeah, oh, for sure we passed class.
Right.
For sure shit, we passed Spanish.
Shout out to ENS and Bass Bomb.
Some shit. She used to say, yo. That shit used to be funny as shit. Our Spanish class used to
I got
pop.
A lot of ENS friends too, though. But that's shout out to Rock once again. But because of Rock, I got a lot of ENS friends. Like, I know people from ENS, and ENS, it's like you might as well basically said that I went there fucking part time and shit.
And then I just went to school part time. Fuck out of here. Niggas don't even, yo, niggas in the, yo. I hate fucking telling people I went to ENS because they're like, wait, what the fuck is that?
No, what is it?
George Washington High School of Engineering and Science.
Right, like,
you
were
like,
shit.
People like, where the fuck is that? It's in North, bro.
It is in North. That shit was nice, though. Like, it was, like, newly built and
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, after we got our renovations, that shit was lit. But before our renovations, motherfuckers was sneaking out of school at lunchtime to go to McDonald's, go to the Poppy store, go to Mei Ling. And get some
Mei Ling.
That's the name of the store, the blue store. We used to have it popping.
We had a corner store across the street from our school. We used to get Patelillos in the morning. And then there was another, you know, that the hoagie place, they only used to be open like probably like only in the morning from like 8 to 12 or some shit. We used to get hoagies from there sometimes.
I was about to say, is that breakfast place also? You know what's crazy? That I still go to that breakfast place.
Y'all never went to the pizza store?
Allegheny.
We used to go to Four Sons on Allegheny. Oh, the breakfast
that
store.
Breakfast, yeah.
Four Sons is a
I
dangerous
still go
place.
There here and
child.
They be shooting at Four Sons.
Oh, shit.
They be fucking shooting in 4 stars. You be like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Not they be shooting 4 stars. Well, back in the day, they wasn't shooting, but
now, yeah.
Yo, now that I think about it, though, Mass Bomb is in a very treacherous fucking place.
Dangerous, yes. Dangerous.
Like one time I was walking in school and this guy was just half naked and just was like bouncing his dick, like walking down the street.
I was doing the helicopter.
He just was bouncing his dick. Like he flashed me and I started walking fast and shit. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, like
Kensington is a wild ass spot.
Yo, like
you see something new every day.
And then they would say like, Mass Bomb is such a good school. Yeah, but it's in a trashy ass fucking neighborhood.
And then you
like,
had to have good grades just to get in there. It's
yes.
You ain't really had to have
Yes, you did.
I didn't even apply to Mass Bomb. That joint was not on the magnet school list. That's why I didn't apply for it.
Oh. It's a area vocational technical school. Like you had to have a shop. We had shops, but Conwell. I went to Conwell. That middle school was a magnet school.
I know a lot of people that went to Conwell.
Yeah, I did.
Conwell is right around the corner from Mass Bomb. I just went from one school and walked right around the corner and went to that one.
I was in the
out of line.
I went to H.R. Edmonds when they was alive.
Who?
H.R. Edmonds. That's when
what tax place did you go to?
That was in the Northeast, and it was a very, 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 very
y'all keep
good
catching
school.
Me on bar when I'm drinking, and I don't know what the fuck is going on. That's why I'm about to choke on my shit.
That's why Nia was. That's why Nia was fucking in middle school because she had to do people taxes. She was in middle school doing people taxes and shit. Fuck this.
No, I wasn't. Stop. It was a really good school.
I need to release some stress. I got to do people taxes. I'm about to start fucking.
He said I did people taxes. Oh, shit.
Yo.
What? H&R Block? Yo. Oh, my God.
Yo. I'm fucking done. I'm
cutting it off. It's over.
Yo.
Yo. She talk about is in the Northeast. Don't nobody know that shit, bitch.
Yeah.
We went to hood ass schools in the North.
Wow.
Yo, listen, I went to John Welch at Forfeit York. Motherfuckers know about John Welch.
I don't know about
H.R. Edmonds.
H.R. Edmonds is a very good
She was yo.
And we was not doing taxes there.
Yo, I had accounting 101 at fucking middle school.
Yo, I'm done.
Yo.
Bro. I'm crying. Y'all gonna make me fucking cry my eyeliner off.
It's a fucking rap.
We need to go. Like, we had too much. That fucking Capriccio set in. That's it. We going. Like, it's done. It's over. All right.
What did we learn today?
Today we learned that Nod did taxes, and that's why she was so
She got her heart broke and she had to do taxes at the age of 13.
That sounds like some fucking Maury story and shit. Like,
yo, Maury fucking had to do taxes at 13. So I decided to become a hoe. It was a stress reliever.
Yes. Yo. Yo, I'm going, Doug. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, supporting, and sharing the podcast every fucking week. I promise you guys I will never not be on time again because I was being attacked. But thank you guys for listening and sharing and sticking with us and bearing with us. Soon, we're going to have some changes for the second season. We got some, like, great things coming up for you guys. We've been brainstorming and figuring it out, and we're going to have more merchandise for you guys soon. And make sure that you tell your friends to tell your friends to tell your friends to listen to the podcast. We up there. We almost at 400 downloads already. So we in here.
Yeah,
and make sure you say hello to all our haters. Thank you. Catch you guys next week.